Good morning, Coach Taylor here. I'm so excited to be here with you this morning. This is part four of preparing yourself for purpose. So excited to get started with this session to continue what we've been talking about. And I know that God is preparing you for something. He's preparing you for what He's called you to for such a time as this. We are in a time where we need to be in position for God to do that thing in us that He wants us to do. And sometimes we get anxious or excited about what He's called us to, or what we know that He's called us to, and we're ready to get started like right away, because sometimes it is like super exciting. But God wants us to be ready for the task. So He wants us to allow Him to position us, to get us in position so that He can properly prepare us to do what He's called us to do, or to walk in that purpose that He's called us to. Even the dream that you have, trust me, God placed that in you, and He wants to prepare you properly to walk in that. He wants to walk through this thing with you so that you are perfectly prepared to do that thing that He's called you to do. And part of that getting you in position, allowing yourself to get in position, is allowing Him to prepare you. So today we're going to talk about preparation. We're going to talk about preparation. We talked about communication. We talked about dedication. And we talked about elimination. Now we're going to talk about preparing, preparation. And in preparing, and in the time of preparation, we have to have patience, because we have to wait on God in this part of preparing yourself or positioning yourself. We have to have patience, because this will be a time of waiting. This will be a time where we're trusting God for next steps. We're trusting God for the next step in the plan. So we have to wait for God to give us that part, that next part, the next step of the vision. So we have to learn to wait, and we have to have patience to wait on next step, because in this part of preparation, in this part of positioning, there will be circumstances that we have to walk through. And sometimes we are impatient when we're in this place. If you're in this place right now, I want to encourage you. If you're in a place where things are out of control, where are out of your control, and you don't know what next step is, I want to encourage you, just continue to seek the Lord and wait with patience. And this is probably the most difficult part. The elimination part is hard sometimes, as we talked in part three. But I believe that waiting is probably the most difficult part, the most difficult time in positioning yourself. Because we want to keep moving forward. Okay, Lord, what's next? What's next? What's next? But sometimes in that time of preparation, God is actually teaching us something, and we need to be open to that, because if you're not, it causes you to stay in that step longer. So we need to allow God to teach us what He needs to teach us. Take advantage of the time of waiting. Take advantage of that time and use it as a time to allow God to continue to prepare you. And you make preparations. You make preparations. You allow this time to be a time of learning for you, hearing God's voice and doing those things within this time. And sometimes it's a time of learning, and how it's teaching you how to prepare yourself for the next step. So we need to be patient and just wait on God. And that takes a level of humbling yourself, because in order to walk this thing through, to fully walk this thing through and walk through it with God, we have to take to heart what it says in the Word about humbling ourselves, under the mighty hand of God. And that is found in 1 Peter 5 and 6. If you'll look that up, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hands, under the mighty hands of God, or under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. God's timetable is perfect. What he do in our lives, he do it in his perfect timing. So we have to trust that. So we have to wait on God. We want to walk out this thing. We want to work out this purpose in our life. We want to do it in God's timing. And we want to get through the whole journey. We don't want to get halfway there and give up, or get halfway there and get anxious and mess it up. We want to humble ourselves, because he said he will exalt us in due time. He will lift us up in due time. And if we recognize that God has higher thoughts than we have, if we can recognize that, it will benefit us, because we will have God's guidance, his direction. And his way, trust me, is a whole lot better than the way that we would actually walk it out. So what greater thing to have than the King of Kings walking with us through this time of purpose, preparing for that purpose, or positioning for that purpose. The King of Kings, the Almighty God, walking us through, directing us. We don't even have to figure this thing out for ourselves. Isn't that wonderful? God will figure it out for us. And guess what? He don't have to figure it out. He already has it figured out. We just have to wait on directions. We have to wait on guidance. We have to just humble ourselves and wait for next steps. And when we don't understand, you know, we always consult him. He's right there. He said he'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. He's right there. And if we can recognize that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways, we can submit, we can humble ourselves to those ways. Because guess what? God knows everything, and he definitely knows best. He created us for his purpose, so he already knows. We just need to humble ourselves and follow his directions. He knows best. His ways are higher than our ways. And if his ways are higher than our ways, the things that we desire, the dreams that we have, are nothing compared to what he has for us, what he has in store for us. In Isaiah 55, the verse says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Wow. And we think we know a whole lot. And we think that our dreams are big, that we see. If his ways are higher and his thoughts are higher. Wow. I think it's worth the wait, don't you? When you don't understand, when the vision that he's given you seems crazy, once you get that next step, or once you see what God has for you, of course it's going to be greater than what you can think of. When it seems crazy, or you don't feel like you can do that, that's too big for me. If you feel that way, guess what? Just humble yourself before God and watch him do this thing through you. Allow him to do this thing through you. Because you are qualified. Because he chose you. Because he has placed this thing, this ability in you to do it. He has purpose for you to do it. You can do it. You can trust him. And trust me, he won't lead you in the wrong direction. And he won't be late answering your questions that you have through this journey as you walk this thing through. He's always there. Sometimes when we're waiting on the Lord, you know, he uses this time to teach us some things. There's lessons. We're in the school of life. There's lessons that we need to learn before we get to the next step, before we get to that next portion or the next level in this thing that you're walking through. And if you don't use this time as a time of learning and use it wisely, if you don't do that, if you don't use it wisely, as I said before, you will cause your time that you spend in this portion of it, in this step, you'll spend more time here, right here where you are, or right there where you are, longer than you're supposed to. And you don't want to do that. You want to keep things moving in God's timing. You don't want to hinder yourself. So learn what you need to learn. Allow yourself to learn. Be patient and wait and listen and hear what God is teaching you in this portion of the journey that you're in. As you're walking this thing out, learn what God is trying to teach you in this step. And if you don't understand, ask the Lord to make it clear for you. Ask him to help you understand. Sometimes I say, Lord, if I'm missing it, help me to see it. Help me to understand it. Make it clear for me. And sometimes God is using this time for you to even learn more about him and his character. So we need to spend time, continue, as we talked earlier in part 1 and 2, spend time in his word and spend time in his presence. We need to continue that and never stop, for sure, throughout each step, throughout each portion of this time of positioning. But you want to make sure that you are allowing God to teach you what needs to be learned. In business, if I'm doing a training, I always tell people, you have to be, if you're going to be successful, you got to be teachable, coachable, and trainable. It's the same thing in the things of the Lord. You got to be willing to learn. Allow the Lord to teach you through his word, in his presence, hearing his voice. You got to be teachable. You got to be coachable. You got to be trainable. And who better to coach you, to train you, to teach you than the Lord? So keep your trust in him. Continue to hope and trust in God and wait for him. And allow him to prepare your life, to prepare you wholeheartedly for whatever his purpose is for you. Allow him to show you and guide you to next step. And when you're walking this thing through, you will be so happy that you have allowed God. As you're walking it through, and when you get to the next step, when you get to that thing that God has called you to do, you'll look back and you're doing that thing. You'll look back and you'll be so happy that you've allowed yourself to get in position and not just jumped into what you felt you needed to do, but allow God to show you exactly what you need to do. It makes things so much easier and less stressful if you humble yourself and do these steps. Allow God to take you. He said he'll take us from faith to faith, to glory to glory. If you allow him to do that in your life, if you will stay humble and allow him to position you, you humble yourself and allow him to put you in those positions that you need to be as you walk this thing out. Allow God to walk with you. You'll be so glad that you did this. You will be so glad that you allowed yourself to be positioned, to use your time in preparation in this portion, in this step. Allow God to teach you what next steps are. So I want you to pray this prayer for me and with me. I want you to pray this prayer with me. And I pray that you have been encouraged in this step. And I cannot wait to do the last part of this session with you, part 5, with you. So if you'll pray this prayer with me, Father, I know that you have called me by name. I know that you call me to a purpose for such a time as this. I turn away from what I want to do. I lay all that aside. I lay it down. My wants, my desires for my life. And I submit all of that to you. I desire what your purpose is for me. Have your way in me. Teach me what I need to know to walk this thing through, to walk this thing through. I submit myself to you. Have your way in me and teach me what I need to know to walk this thing through, to walk out my destiny, and show me how to follow your will for my life. I know that your thoughts are higher than my thoughts and your ways are higher. And I want to come up to your ways, your thoughts. I know that you know best for me, and I receive your best, your leadership, your guidance. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So glad that you guys are here with me today. Again, I can't wait to dive into part 5. I hope that you were blessed by this. And I ask you to allow God to prepare you for his purpose. Have a wonderful day. Shalom.